Hello and welcome to your Divine Uniqueness show. If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. Your YOUR divine DIVINE uniqueness UNIQUENESS.com. Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afker, and thank you so much for joining us in this new call of your divine uniqueness. Yeah, really excited and very happy to connect with you again. So today is the first call of this new season, and yeah, really excited to be back and to co-create with you again this really, really wonderful experiences with our amazing speakers and teachers and healers. And it's been a really interesting year, and with so many things happening personally and collectively, and it's been really an awakening time for all of us, and we still are called to connecting more and more to our truth, to our own power, as we are all collectively awakening and shifting. I'm so looking forward to the experiences that we will be having in this new season, and also very excited that we are starting with Aurora Juliana Ariel today. And I really, really love the energy that she brings, the wisdom and guidance that she brings, and also the information about who we are and the experiences that we are having now, and how we can contribute to this global awakening and creating heaven on earth. And very excited that she's here with us today. And today we will be talking about keys to Eden, awakening into the enchanted life that is your true destiny. And we'll have a Q&A as always later on the call, where you can ask your questions. And for that, you can raise your hand by pressing *2, or write your questions on the question box, which is on the webcast page. And also Aurora will guide us on a sacred journey into the future, where you will contact your future self and feel the transference of its higher frequencies. So today's call will be more about receiving the keys to Eden, and which is about because as Aurora mentions it, the celestial waves of light are descending, and humanity is rising through the ascension, and higher dimensional realities are being accessed, and time expands, and souls awaken, and now it's a time where the keys to Eden are being revealed, and the Edenic consciousness has begun to record the soul in its ascension, and illuminated ones deliver timely messages, and activations accelerate soul awakening. And also the keys of the Edenic reality are coded within all of us. So before we start, I would love to share with you a little bit about Aurora. So she is a pioneering doctor and scientist, author and musician, entrepreneur and producer, mystic and healer. Aurora is a renaissance woman for the new millennium who cares deeply for our world and has given her life in service to the advancement of humanity. She holds a BA, MA and PhD in psychology, over 38 certificates and degrees in advanced healing modalities, and is a kahuna in the Morna Simeona lineage, the successor of kahuna Shaolin Grand Master Peng. So very excited about today's call. And with that, Aurora, welcome to the show. Very happy to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Monsef. I always love to be on your show.
Beautiful. It's really a special time for humanity and for all of us also individually, with so many changes happening and awakening. And So today, as I mentioned, we are talking about the keys to Eden and creating this Edenic reality on Earth. So I would love if we can start talking about that, what it is, and how can we really create this even in the midst of all of this is happening, the challenges that are happening in the world.
Eden is thought of on Earth as a myth or a long ago history, a time on the planet when people were living very consciously. And many of the histories go back to Lemuria and early Atlantean days when there was supposedly a high conscious society and everything, weather patterns, everything was in divine harmony. And this lost code of Eden, I found, is a direct result of the lowering of the consciousness of humanity that went through a descent. And today, most people are living what I would call a human programmed reality. All the beliefs, the patterns, the subconscious aspects that keep everyone in a limited reality and following the family genetics as well as society, there's been rarely a sense of Eden, return to Earth, peace on Earth, peace within. And it's only in this time point that we're seeing an unprecedented shift in the consciousness of humanity. There's a return to Eden, the Edenic consciousness. People in droves, now there's millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people today that are on a mystic path of awakening, of coming into their higher nature, of living that loving essence that is the truth of who we are, and forming that connectedness with all life. So it's a return to Eden. And as we come into that Edenic consciousness, we really are embodying the truth of who we are, our authentic selves. And that divine nature naturally lives in Eden. Its consciousness is very Edenic and sees things from a higher vantage point, and so makes manifest heaven on earth in our own life experiences. So today we're going to delve deeply into that, a little bit of the remedies for the human conditioning and how we can quickly transform it, as well as the importance of living in our higher consciousness most of the time now, if not all of the time, so that that part of us, the divine part of us, can manifest the Eden that's encoded in all of our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And I have a question about what we are experiencing now in general, because sometimes we can feel that true connection to our true self, and it's really illuminating feeling and really beautiful feeling. And some other times we have those dense emotions that come up to the surface, and sometimes we question if the healing that we did in the past really helped, or because it can bring some confusion about this constantly shifting from higher state to being in dense consciousness. So what is your perspective about that?
The human programs, all this subconscious material that people call the shadow self, has been a great dilemma, especially to awakening ones and those who came to be way showers on the planet, because coming in, we got infected with it. We took it on, really, to transmute it. So there's been all kinds, manner of ways adopted by religions and to make sense of it, as well as even spiritual teachings on how to deal with it. And for the most part, for a while here, there's been the focus on moving away from and out of and shutting down, or shutting that voice down as something wrong, bad, evil. So then there was adopted the the word ego in a negative sense. So that's my ego. And so this judgment on it has been really huge. And what I found is that the way out of this matrix set of patterns and beliefs and limitation is you've got to go in. And that spiritually bypassing it and judging it as wrong and bad part of us, it just puts a dichotomy in our psyche, and it doesn't address what's coming up that's really needs to have a voice. It needs to be healed and transformed for us to be moving on that higher destiny line, for us to be actualizing our greater potential. And that's why I brought forward Sacred Alchemy and the Quest 7 Steps to help people be able to do a really easy process to go in and really embrace those aspects of self that are coming up and transform them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I love that you mentioned the Sacred Alchemy, and because you mentioned that being like living as a sacred alchemist, it's really can help to live like to embody our true self and to manifest our destiny and contribute in the way that we're meant to in these times. So what is that? I would love if you can tell us more about that and how this can help through this time we are living in.
Yeah, it's so important to become a master in this time. We really are in the throes of a great travail, and things can go very, very dark, very fast. And yet we have this equation of light bearers that are embodied all over the planet who are in this awakening process. And as more and more people awaken, they bring that consciousness, that higher consciousness to the planet. So the question then becomes, how can we be in our authentic selves most of the time in that divine creative self that would actualize our highest potential, would bring us on that highest destiny path, assist us to bring out all of our offerings for humanity and help move the planet to a more enlightened future. And so what it comes down to really is, are you a master of your psychology, or are you run by every pattern and program and upset that comes up? And when you get upset, how long are you in that lower state of consciousness, which is a lower density vibrational place in our psyche where we're now resonant with lower vibrational energies on the planet? And when we're in that state, we really are supporting the dark side of the planet, the disintegration and all that is not working. So how can we consciously address this part of us that wants to be heard, that comes up in all manner of forms, from relationship issues to health issues to belief systems to blocks to our fulfilling our higher destiny? What do we do with this part of us? And like I said before, people in the past just wanted to meditate and go away from it, to look at it as something dark and ugly and make it wrong and make self wrong and make others wrong, and wanting just to bury it way down, and put it in a chest and tightly chains around it and sink it down 25 feet or 100 feet, cover it with dirt and try to forget about it all. But it doesn't really work, because the subconscious aspects of self, as I call them, or sub-personalities, as they call it in psychology, are really part of our souls that got corrupted, that got fragmented, that were wounded, that took on limiting beliefs, and all of that together, the beliefs forming the patterns, have created every adversity in our lives. It is the cause of suffering. And after studying all of this for so long and doing pioneering work in the psyche for years upon years, tracing the people that would come, the most impossible cases. Where is all this suffering coming from? 1,000% of the time, I found it's coming from the psyche, the soul. And coming into the differentiation of the soul being a projected part of us that is in this virtual-like reality that we're living, and the spirit, the indwelling spirit, being the true part of us that's never ruined, never wrecked, never tainted, is always illumined. And so we have these two parts of us, and invariably, humanity has lived out of so much of the shadow part of its nature. We have seen all of the histories on this planet speak to the one underlying theme, and that is suffering. All the ways to suffer here. And if you're having a great time, pretty soon some kind of form of suffering is going to kick in soon. So up until now, it's like, how do we deal with this? And the religion, spiritual teachings, a lot of taught us to go away. With sacred alchemy, it's a process I developed, which is the inner transformation of self. And it is bringing all these aspects, these baser aspects of self, like coals. You could think of them as coals, chunks of coal, that we bring through the transformational process, so that we're transforming these aspects into the gold of our true nature. As they transform, they come into their full potential as aligning with our divinity, the divine in us. And each of these aspects really have a lot of treasures for us, latent abilities, latent knowledge and wisdom, a lot of attributes of our divinity lost. For example, just with anger, a lot of people want to shy away from anger and suppress it, and then it bursts out and it's like a forest fire and wrecks things. But that's like pure raw energy that's been suppressed on our shadow side of our nature, and it comes out in a negative way. Yet when you take the aspects that are so angry and transform them, now you restore your authentic power. And you are returned to that sense of empowerment. And so that's very simply, you know, how we can transform these aspects back into the attributes of our divinity that were lost, the lost self, the lost codes. And in doing so, we come into ever higher states of consciousness, refining our natures, living in authentic selves most of the time, and being co-creators under the great divine plan.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And yeah, like you said, like the theme of suffering, it's been really huge on Earth, and we saw that, like you said, in some teachings, spiritual teachings, religious, and also just maybe in culture, where we believe that we need to suffer in order to be worthy of having good things. And it started like manifesting in how we create in our life and in relationships and so many things. But yeah, like you said, it's really time to be able to shift from that, and because it's just part of the illusion that we created here or on Earth. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing about that. And also you mentioned that about the year 2021 as being one of the most powerful points for our awakening. So I would love if you can tell us more about that.
For a couple of years now, I've been sharing on the airwaves and with all my students the importance of us coming into that level of mastery now. We can no longer be giving way to all our angers and upsets and this lower consciousness that, you know, engrips humanity. And humanity has felt like, oh, this is all normal to behave like this, to think like this, to have all these feelings and no resolve. And I was feeling very strongly about 2020 that there was the state of being that we needed to be in to help us keep moving on that higher destiny path, moving humanity to a better future. Because when we all came in, this planet was fast moving. It was moving really fast towards all kind of manner of destruction. And it was in the prophecies and the predictions, and it was seen, you know, by those that could see that humanity had come through another 12,600 years into this culmination of all of the shadow stuff playing out, the wars, the greed, the avarice, the murders, and all that we're seeing on Earth, and the pollution of our Earth Mother, and that it was going to go into another cataclysmic cycle. And a lot of Edgar Cayce and other seers saw that for this time, that that was clearly, it would be the time of demise for humanity once again. And what I found that was hugely exciting with all my dabbling around in the psyche, working with so many souls across this planet for so long now, I kept seeing how once people were had gone through their transformation, and the aspect then that is now enlightened can access Akasha and the, everyone's books of life. And so I started reading in the books of life of everybody and seeing in my own history and what was going on in all my memories that we came in for the one purpose to turn the tide on all of this and not let the whole cataclysm, you know, take place and take humanity back again, back to cavemen and the primitive reality that humanity from advanced cycles have been relegated to over and over again. And so so many years have been key points. Like 2012 was a huge leap for all of us. And by that point in time, there was such a big momentum towards a positive future because people were awakening en masse. And there was a major leap that year in consciousness, and there was more love being held in the field of Earth, the loving that was coming in and through the souls, the awakening souls, was very much keeping Earth at a higher vibration despite all the things going on. And it was this group of, well, back in 2017, the demographics were 400 million. Now it's way beyond, of souls that are keep coming back to the loving, coming back to their loving essence, being in their higher natures. That was literally moving us out of the way of all of these disasters. Now, 2020 was key, and we can see why. What I was feeling is we have to be so masterful now. We don't have any more time and room for us all to be little babies in diapers and rattles and crying and pouting and having all of this dysfunction in our relationships and our lives. We need to really be in the truth of who we are and radiate that light and love into this world and do our part to bring positive solutions and remedies to the planet and unify in this collective oneness and make manifest this glorious future that we're all encoded with. Now, this year I've been seeing how so many souls are going through this transfiguration, and a lot of the people that work with me, they're becoming masters of this. They're becoming master sacred alchemists in my virtual mystery school and the retreats, tours, global forums, everything that we're doing that is a mystery school like in ages past, where souls are refining themselves at a rapid rate and coming into higher and higher states of who they are and transforming very quickly all of who are they not. In that process, I've been seeing everybody on January 1st on 2021, and that the light quotient is phenomenal. It's like standing there and just being able to hold so much light and be vessel and conduit of so much light by that point in time. Yet this year is a fierce kind of a year because so many light mirrors are listening to the blaring news, or they're in this big opposition with others, and this political stuff going on that has made two sides and people warring and fighting, and then all the violence. And so a lot of the light bearers have gotten infected, and this is a year we need to stay in our authentic self. We need to be owning what comes up in us and healing those things and restoring ourselves again and again back to the truth of who we are. This is the ascension path. This is ascending into our true authentic selves and an exodus from that shadow-driven life, the pattern-driven life of humanity and all these millennia before. So the most important thing I can say is that I keep seeing a huge release of light on New Year's Day 2021. And, of course, there's huge increments every solstice, every equinox. This way the Divine Ones have called that our sponsors of this temple and this activity of light called it the different retreats and sacred tours, sacred destiny tours on the solstices and equinox. And the point of January 1st also is significant as it begins a new cycle, a new year, and I see a tremendous amount of light. And that light needs vessels to be able to come in, and it needs us to invoke it, to allow it into our world, to open up those portals to the higher realms and bring that light through us for the great healing and advancement of humanity. And it's so significant that I hope anyone in the world hearing me will just let it shake you up just a little bit to see the importance of this time, and that we got to be in now as much as possible. And when all the aspects come up and start crowding over our consciousness with their pain, with their worry, with their upsets, we've got to be turning to them lovingly and masterfully transforming them, and transforming them quickly so that we're back and that we're walking this earth in high conscious state with so much light pouring through us and so much love in our hearts that we can make it through this very critical time on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very interesting. Thank you so much for sharing about that. And yeah, like you said, this is the time of really embracing our mastery and our sovereignty, because it's like you said, the energy is getting higher and higher, and also we are called to be leaders in this awakening process collectively. And it's been very, very interesting time. So thank you so much for sharing about that. And let's see, can we take questions from the audience? Hello? Hello, Aurora?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I thought you were at the audience. I did want to share that the way showers, teachers, the healers. We're the ones that pave the way to Eden. We're the ones that show humanity that there's a way out of all the programs, the patterns, the suffering, the misery. And we're the demonstrators of it. So we took it on to demonstrate the way out and pulling humanity with us each time we transform a big history in ourselves. It then links up and it's very healing for all of humanity, our family line, our generations back, future. And so it is so important to remember and wake up to who we are and what we're doing. And it's hugely exciting that we were actually prophesied by the Indian nations all individually, the American Indian nations, who saw that at a time of great darkness, rainbow warriors would be born throughout the world. Now, rainbow was meaning multicultural, and that we would be the ones that would honor the indigenous teachings, the wisdom keepers, and help that come back to humanity. And we would be the healers, teachers, way showers. And we're in it now. We are in all the times that were prophesied and the end time. But the end time isn't the destruction of humanity time and the world, which would have been had we all not come in when we did, because the slower evolving humans here wouldn't have been able to make the leap in consciousness that we are all able to, despite all the programs we took on to clear. And so it would have just gone on, you know, into that scenario. Yet the encoding in our hearts tells us we're here for a high purpose, the transforming of a world, the restoring of Eden on earth. And the key to Eden on earth is really living in the Edenic consciousness, that miracle consciousness of our divine self, this indwelling spirit that is alive within us and is easily activated and brought forward so it can take command of our conscious being a world. And this is what we're all about. And this is how we turn the tide and bring the world into safety, into a time of peace and harmony, abundance for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very beautiful. Thank you so much, Aurora, for sharing about that. And all right, so let's take questions from the audience. So everyone, if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to ask your question. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type them on the question box. All right, so let's see. We have Desini from Midland. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Manta.
Hi, Desini.
How are you?
Yeah, very good.
Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm glad you're joining us.
Thank you. Aurora, I was wondering, I really enjoy this talk because I know that right now a lot of shadows are coming up within me. But what I'm also noticing is that the shadow aspects, it feels like, have been manipulated by dark forces. I have come to the realization that I think I am connected to the false matrix. And with that being said, I'm trying to break free from that. And it's very difficult because what I'm noticing is it's like my ego and the different aspects that have been fragmented from me are basically being used against me. So I'm just wondering if you know anything about like how to break free from the false matrix.
Absolutely. Well, the matrix really is in place from our psyches. All the misery, all the horrors we're seeing is coming out of the psyche of humanity. It's nothing new, so you can relax. It's it looked like a scary nightmare, but it's just the way it's been here. The thing is the subconscious aspects are wounded, they have self-hatred, they have all kinds of emotions and things that they're living out of, beliefs about self that are skewed and all of that. And they're in a lower vibrational density that matches up actually with the astral plane. That's why when people are in deep depression, you'll see entity attachment. It's the vibration of the astral plane of those that are have been trapped there by their consciousness, that they weren't able to go higher to the higher planes in the light because of all that they went through on earth, all the suffering. They're still in that consciousness. So I can see how when you're dealing with your aspects, you're feeling more of that collective and it makes it really big. And the way out of it really is to be taking each piece through a healing process, sacred alchemy. And I've given, you know, the quest 7 steps for that purpose, that it's very, very easy to learn and master how to be right there as the anger comes up, or the self-sabotage, or the heartbreak, the hurt, whatever the misery, and be right there for your aspect. And then the art of sacred alchemy and taking that aspect through the seven steps so it can be completely transformed. The minute it's transformed, is there a hookup with, you know, forces or dark energies, that link breaks because now there's no more resonance to attach to and no more opening. You know, there's no more of a host for darkness. So it's really simple, and the more you can be loving and compassionate with yourself and for all these aspects that are coming up, instead of looking at them as a horrible thing, the more you work with them and transform them, you find they're just younger parts of you. Like, it could be this huge angry thing that you feel ashamed about, and you know, you track it back and it's a 3-year-old that was abused, and the angry part formed to be kind of a protector for that wounded one that's never been healed. So every time we go in, there's treasures to be found, and an understanding of what we've been through, and to make sense, piecing together that puzzle of our life. And finally, you know, through this work, you're just weaving all the threads of your life into a tapestry you can finally understand and feel good about. And understanding that we came here to do this work can help make it easier for you as well, that this is purposeful. How do I know that? Because I've heard it from everyone once they're transformed in their higher state of consciousness and they're remembering. They're like, yeah, I came in to do this, to help clear this for humanity. And the thing is, all of us millions are doing it together. We're all facing all this, and we're all moving through it, and hopefully more and more people can wake up to really fast, supersonic method of rapid transit transformation that's available, because we can really transform aspects in minutes.
Can this also be related to the ancestral lineage? Like, could I be stuck in this trap right now because my ancestors were stuck in it?
Well, absolutely. It's all the patterns run generationally, and they're passed on to the next generation, and we grow up learning how to be shut down or be angry or be, you know, disempowered. And then society and what happens in this life kind of adds to the mess. And when we're not clearing, it accumulates, and then it goes into physical ailments and all kinds of things. So I've traced everything adverse, and it all goes back to the psyche. So when you're dealing with anything challenging, the first thing I do is I just go in and I heal that piece. Now I'm in a high state again, tuned in. Okay, what action steps to support it? But yeah, it's all related. But again, the very fact that you're on this call, that you're part of the summit, shows that you are an awakening soul and you've come in to help transmute all this. And it's just a matter of having really great training and tools so that you can be a master of it and live in peace, live in the peace of your true nature and the harmony and loving your true nature, rather than in a sci-fi nightmare about it all. It is like a sci-fi nightmare. I understand what the planet is like. But at the same time, our authentic self is not living in that denser reality. It's in the Adenic consciousness now. And so we can live in that most of the time and then have black belts of mastery and be sacred alchemists and transforming everything that comes up in our psyche, and know that we're doing it for ourselves, our loved ones, families, our ancestry, and for all of the world.
Oh, thank you, Aurora. This is very inspiring. Hearing this makes me want to cry. It's just so inspiring, you know, because when we're in this, it's almost like a nightmare that we feel like we can never get out of. So to know this information is giving me hope as well as inspiration. So thank you so much for this. Thank you, Mansa, for this call. Thank you so much.
Yeah, when you have the right tools, it's like a piece of cake. Everything you're talking about is like super easy. You know, there's like nothing hard about it. It's just when we get overcome by these parts of us and you don't have the tools, you don't have the knowledge, you don't know what's going on, and you're hearing the voice of these unconscious parts of you, and maybe it's opening up portals in your home with, and you're dealing with astral as well, it can be really overwhelming. Yeah. But you can be a master and master this, and you can be free of it for the most part, and have it only as it comes up, the next piece, as it will, you're meeting it, transforming it, and coming back to self. And the point you're living in the most of the time then is your true nature. And living out of your true nature means you're in Eden and you're anchoring Eden on Earth.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much for this call.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Thank you, Destiny. And thank you so much, Aurora. That was indeed very, very inspiring. And like you said, when we have the clarity and the tools, we have this understanding about what's going on, and we can shift our perspective from maybe seeing what is happening as a scary reality to embracing our sovereignty and see the light within the darkness. So thank you so much for that. And everyone, we will take a few more questions in a little bit. So again, if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to talk to Aurora. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And before that, Aurora, I would love if we can talk about the program that you are offering, which is really, really powerful one. I'm really excited that you are offering it to our audience. And I invite everyone to follow with us on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Aurora. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Aurora. A-U-R-O-R-A.
Absolutely. There's so much support for us from the divine realms and our inner divine selves and even the precious elementals. There is so much light pouring into our planet. There's really, really an amazing time when you're plugged into the true reality and what's going on in this great transformation underway. And so I created the program so that once a month, or second Saturday of the month, in the Global Healing Forums, we invoke the light. A little bit later here, you'll see the divine healing transmission that comes through that is very powerful in its activations and moving energy off of us and helping us shift and refine. And it's there, each one is so unique and by different divine sponsors. And so that gives you entrance for 3 months. And then you have the books, the audios, the music, the activation to support you in coming up to speed with the sacred knowledge that is essential in this time and for you to gain greater and greater mastery. And at the same time, you've got the Quest book and audio to help you master doing the 7 steps as issues arise. And so you're on that growing edge of mastering your psychology with total support. So the package number 4 has everything. And then there's with that, you get the master clearing from me, too, out the gate. So then you can buy just different parts of that. So there's the other packages. You can get all 20 products on their own, and you can just do a master clearing and experience being in the Global Healing Forum. So you can choose what feels right for you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Aurora, for offering all those programs. And yeah, I'm very grateful to you that you are offering it to our audience. And yeah, so everyone, yeah, I really recommend working with Aurora, and I love the energy that she brings and the work that she does. It's just so, inspiring, and also helps to transform the reality that we are living in. And also embody this the our mastery and sovereignty. And yeah, so she is offering, we have four packages. The first one includes Keys to Eden, a dynamic soul advancing ascension accelerating program that includes 20 life transforming soul advancing products. And then we have the second package, package B, which includes the Keys to Eden program from package A plus a master clearing and alignment that comes with soul destiny reading, divine insights transmission, and also includes the 3 months access to the Community of Light membership. And again, everyone, you can find the programs that Aurora is offering to us on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Aurora, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Aurora, AURORA. Aurora, I would love if you can guide us on the sacred journey, the group sacred journey, if you feel guided to.
Okay, yes, I feel the divine plan for us right now, and for everyone that was going to be on the call and to be listening to it later, is to receive this experience of traveling in our finer bodies. So our finer body is an etheric body. And so, as you know, we have the physical body, and we have our soul that can get corrupted down here. But within that, we have the indwelling spirit, and it's in that higher form also that we have an etheric body that we can travel in. It's very different than traveling in an astral body. So it's kind of safe and easy, and I'm going to guide you. And what we're going to do is invoke the light. We're going to do a heart light meditation. This heart light meditation is to activate the indwelling spirit, bring it fully present within us, so we're linked up and through with source, and we are conduits of a great light, and a lot of light and healing then is taking place within us. And we're going to do an invocation too, to get our indwelling spirit as the commander at our command center of our conscious being and world, and move the shadow self off that throne of power within us, because we're just not going to give that power anymore. We're not going to revert anymore now and just be those lower conscious selves. We don't need to when you have the mastery and you have the understanding and the tools. And so we just move that off, and we'll just let shadow aspects, as many as can be transformed today, to be healed in the light. And then we'll be able to raise into our finer bodies, and we're going to travel into the future to connect with our future selves, and to also receive a message from the guardians of light from the future, who are our fully conscious future selves that are helping guide and pull us to that most beneficent future, that Edenic future, and helping us fulfill our mission on Earth. So we'll be traveling, and you might want to write afterwards so that you can remember everything that you're told, that you see, that you experience. And I would really love to hear your experiences, so please email me with those if you feel inspired, and that's healing@theoracle.love. Okay, so let's get ready. We're just going to release everything. Just let the world fade out. It doesn't need us for a little while here. And let us come together in a sense of unity, just linking up around the planet, feeling how we're all here together. We all care so much about our planet. We've given so much to be here. We've literally left heaven-like planes of existence for this reality here. And to be here at this critical time, to make a difference, to lead humanity out of the darkness, to part the Red Seas, to cross the great waters, to showcase a way out of the matrix, to allow people around us to feel the love, the divine love that we are, to to share love in all forms, to be love in every way. Let's focus in on our heart light center. And you might see the rippling waves of light coming from that center, going out 360 degrees. And if you follow that light out, it just goes infinity. And this heart light center is part of our spiritual center, part of our true authentic self. That's always present, always available, always ready, and acts as a GPS system for us as we tune in and we follow its inner guidance unfailingly. It is the only way that we can find our way through all of this maze on earth and fulfill a higher destiny. It's coded within us, and our indwelling spirit is our guidance system. And it is the only thing in the universe that knows what we should be doing in every moment and where we should be, and can bring so much wealth of wisdom. So now just allow your shoulders to relax, take a big breath, and allow yourself to start sinking down into yourself, just coming down into your body, and just going deeper, deeper, deeper into self, centering in self, and mindful of this beautiful heart light pulsing center, this radiant heart light blazing out, blessing everyone. And then going deeper, sinking in to almost feeling a clicking in feeling down in the sacral area as you anchor in fully into this body. And that has an activating effect that allows the indwelling spirit to now start coming fully present up and through us, and like a tree growing quickly with branches that are outstretched, and just see it unfurling its branches and going up like 25 feet tall and activating as it goes all the chakras all the way up through the 12th chakra and expanding out our auric field. And now it is a pure white light presence that is fully activating our DNA. It's bringing us online of who we truly are, and it's bathing every atom, cell, electron, and moving and spinning our atoms and cells at higher and higher velocity until we just come into that beautiful zero point, that connectedness with all life, oneness with all life. Our chakras spinning beautifully in unison with the divine presence, the universal presence of love, until every part of our being is resonant with love, is love, always love, forever love, the truth of who we are. And now give the invocation. Beloved Father, Mother, Divine Universal Presence, our inner divine selves and heavenly sponsors, we are so grateful for your bountiful blessings, healing, advancement, the knowledge, the sacred wisdom, and your divine guidance every step of the way. Heal now and make right, set right, and realign us. Every aspect of self now that can be transform so that we come into perfect oneness with the truth of who we are. Clear now all the debris in us, in our loved ones, families, all humanity, in our blessed earth. Transform all the aspects in the psyche of humanity, creating suffering and havoc, misery, sorrows untold. And let the seas of sorrow be cleansed and purified now back to the light. And all the Coscore record memories of all the horrors and trials that humanity have gone through be transformed by the light. And past, present, and future be cleared now for the glorious divine plan to be fulfilled and for us to be vessels of the Most High, living spirits manifesting the great glory of the divine plan on earth. And we thank you for the blessing of our countries, of those leaders and in leadership positions, helping clear the way for the light of the I Am That I Am to descend, take command of every situation, every condition, and bring it back into the perfect pattern of the divine intention. And we give grateful thanks that all these things are done and more in accordance with divine will and the highest good of all. Now feel the conscious state you've been raised to, the peace, the harmony, the loving, the divine presence within. And now we're going to journey into the future. And we're not going to need to go too far because things are changed not too far ahead. Miracles are in the works. Despite all that we are seeing, it's just simply the darkness coming up to be addressed and all those mirrored images in the outer world for the light bearers to really turn within and transform them for the last time, heal them for the last time, and end the reign of darkness. Together we're birthing an age of light, and we want to go now into the future and see how life is looking when everything's transformed. So it's very easy to lift now as your body relaxes, and you've sunk down deep into your body, so you're fully present, fully awake, to just let your consciousness raise. Just start raising up that crystal cord to when you're in a higher dimensional plane from the soul that is sitting in the body. And just coming up now, raising up, embodying more of the divinity that you are, feeling that pulsation of the divine, that immensity of how vast and how powerful is the being that you truly are, so much vaster than the little one down below in the little soul body and then in the physical body making its way through the maze of earth trying to make sense of it all. But here we are together, already raised into a higher frequency and dimensional reality so easily. And now we're going to move forward in time, guided by our inner divine self, taking us to our future self and going through corridors of light as we're moving in time quickly, easily, effortlessly, going forward until we start seeing a bright light ahead, way in our future, where our illumined future self is standing and waiting for us, and has so much to impart. And so very quickly, we draw closer and closer. We just almost can feel the cool air, the breeze, as we're moving through time. And as we're getting closer and closer, we see how amazing our future self is looking. The majesty, the grace, the magnificence. And now, just gently stepping right before our future selves, basking in the presence of the radiant love of the self that we shall be and truly are, that we're forever united with and one, that in the higher realities there is no time and space, no separation. And here and now we just be in the oneness with that self. And I'm going to be quiet just a few minutes here because we must move forward pretty quickly to have our transmission from the Guardians of Light for the future. But for a little while, let yourself acclimate to the high frequency vibration of your future self. You could be taken on a tour of what your future life looks like, or you can sit in a beautiful temple-like building or gazebo, or on the lawns in a beautiful garden or on a shore, a beautiful ocean scene, and have this higher version of yourself share what is important for you, help guide you. And all the time that we will be experiencing this, there's a transference occurring, and that transference is quickening us, acclimating us to that higher frequency and way of being. It's really a big download in the sense of bringing us on more in line with who we truly are, and expanding out our capacity to be all that we are, to express all that we are, to share all that we are. So now spend some time with your future self. And now you know also how to get there, and you can do this more and more and receive more and more downloads, more and more teachings and assistance and guidance. Even beyond words, so much is being transferred. Light sequences, recoding, realigning our beings with this optimal future, with our highest potential. You can re-listen to this and then pause it so that you can stay in this state longer in the future and as many times as you want. Right now, we have a beautiful divine healing transmission from the realms of light and from the future. So from the beloved guardians of light. Beloved ones, how radiant is the light within that has beckoned you into the future, our future, in this time, to where we are all communing right here and now in the multi-planed existence, dwelling from Earth into higher dimensional realities and unifying, connecting deeply with our core reality, the truth of who we are, and that self that is connected with all life everywhere. The resonance of which is love. And loving the keynote now. Love the guiding light, that high vibrational octave where only love is known. So easily accessible by the souls of Earth who would refine their natures, transform the shadow aspects, and keep rising on wings of light. Through the ascension, receiving all of our impulses from the future as we send light waves back through time and space to help quicken, activate, and bring full awareness of the mission at hand and the glorious unfoldment of this destiny path we walk together. In unity with so many beings of great light on many planes of existence, from the Buddhas of Shambhala and the Venusian Masters, Archangels and Elohim, the great Masters in the Himalayas, in Telos, and other regions of the earth, those that dwell in the inner cities, who live in that fairer reality of the Divine Self. Today you have walked through the gates of time, allowed your finer selves to come simply and easily into future time to meet us. In the finer body you can transport anywhere in the universe. And any plane of being instantly. It is about thought, and then you are there. No time and space. Or you can slow it down and feel like you're moving swiftly through time, years passing, ages could pass, and then you are there. For the finer body is a timeless body who lives under the divine codes and is not subject to earth time nor earthly limitations. And it is a part of you that is free. It's the vehicle for you to soar free above your troubles and above a troubled world, into the future to see how things are playing out, into the past to understand the histories, into the higher planes of being to commune with the great masters who are helping guide humanity in this time to the Edenic world. Light eternal is the true reality. As your soul awakens and is transfigured, you become one with the indwelling spirit and walk in the earth in garments of raiment, light filled and radiant, vessels of a high calling, light streaming forth, blessing all life everywhere. The oneness, the connectedness, the peace that is here and now and forever a reality is yours forever, beloved. No need to live outside of it, thrashing around, flailing your arms in the throes of the shadow self. For the shadow elements only rise to be transformed, calling you to be a master, calling you to become a sacred alchemist, calling you to minister to them so that the transfiguration of each inner aspect results in a full activation, catapulting you on a whole new level and vastness of your true authentic self, allowing you to access the gold of your divine nature and the treasures of the lost self that is cleansed and purified and now has its many jewels and even multifaceted jewels with so many attributes, qualities that are divine. Gifts, talents to empower your destiny fulfillment, to assist you in fulfilling the great divine plan and why you came to earth at this time. And all together, all of us, birthing a new world, bringing in the light of the ages, shifting the tides and turning the tide of darkness, moving humanity into a beautiful future that is glistening with the light of the Great Awakening. We live in a higher dimensional reality, yet are not too distant in the future from you in this time. We conquered and were victorious, united across the earth in the one purpose to transform the darkness back to the light and that within. In healing the darkness within, bringing love to all the places that hurt inside, and working the sacred alchemy day by day, the outer reality was able to shift so dramatically, so quickly, we could barely believe our eyes. But the more of us that caught on, the more that we woke up to the reality we were living in, that the outer projections of the world were but the mirrored image of what was going on within. We finally had the key, the sacred alchemy key, to unlock that door, that great gateway of light to the future, to release ourselves from the matrix that had been lived in for thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years. To free ourselves and all humanity. And the rippling effect of our alchemy reverberated around the world, raising souls everywhere. And so much of the darkness that was parading before our eyes, blaring on the evening news, frightening the people of Earth, began to dissolve or be resolved or be taken command of. And finally, it was no more. From our vantage point, here in the future, it's like it never happened, like a bad dream of what we once were living in. Our refinement healed the records, the memories, the burdens, the cares, and all that had etched onto our bodies. And our bodies became new, renewed and restored, revitalized, re-energized, and we found the codes of divinity that we would have a self-regenerating body systems, staying ever youthful, ever mindful, ever awake. All shadow elements transformed by our diligent effort and divine mercy, and hosts of light that we invoked, assisting with the great outpouring of light, along with certain cosmic rays that had an activating influence and a clearing influence to where the viruses in the human computer system were eradicated at last, and we were set free to live in our natural selves, to give glory to the divinity within everyone, to be united in a sacred purpose to restore the earth. And the pristine patterns of divine perfection that first within us became physically manifest, then transferred to the outer world, to where now weather patterns roll in the cycles of the seasons with such a perfection that there's never any harm. And everything is bountiful, abundant, and we live free, free of any constraints that you know today. We govern ourselves by our inner light. We live the codes of destiny that are fully activated within us. We follow our inner divine selves unfailingly, and from that inner guidance system live our lives with such divine precision that miracles are a daily happening and blessings are constant. And we know life in its most glorious form. And so we pass to you today the codes of Eden, activating these codes within you through all the seven chakras and then moving up into the five above to all 12 chakras now receiving the archangelic activation. The codes of divinity, the codes of destiny, the codes of immortality, and the codes of Eden now activating in whatever increment they can, while allowing you to stay in perfect balance. And thus, so many subconscious aspects now rising to be healed so that the fuller capacity of your divinity can now be anchored in you. And you can walk forward, grounded and centered in the light and truth of who you are. At inner levels, many beings of great light, mastery, and skill, great expertise are working with each one of you, removing the scars from the hardships of the earth reality balancing the body, the brain chemistry, activating the pineal, all this mighty action of repairing and restoring the DNA. Each one of you receiving all that is meant for you in the capacity that you can receive it in this time. And as you re-listen to this, we will fully activate our presence to be able to assist you even more, along with the hosts of light, to bring you into greater and greater aspects of your divinity while dissolving, transmuting all that can be taken that has burdened and blocked you in the past. Feel the new freedom, beloved. Your soul is singing a new song. And very gently we bring you back to your physical bodies. Help you anchor now back into yourself. Back to the present earth time. Feel everything now. Breathe deeply into who you are now. Many light codes transferred. All that we could give from the future has been given. Your divine selves monitoring so that everything transfers while you stay in perfect balance. A great sacred alchemy has occurred. A lot of debris has been transformed. Rivers of sorrow, darkness, burdens and cares lifted from you, from your families, from humanity. The hosts of light have been very present, bringing many gifts of healing, elixirs of life, activations, infusion of codes. And so the world is different now, once again. And even our future just changed for the better, because the work you do is changing everything. Shifting the timelines to greater beneficence for the blessing of all life on this planet and beyond. We thank you for receiving us, for coming to the future to connect with us, for awakening to the truth that we are working with you, hand in hand, as are the divine ones in the realms of light, assisting you to be prepared, to be exactly where you're meant to be in every moment, and that you are fulfilling your highest divine plan, doing your part in helping the world. Blessings to you, beloveds. We are always with you unto the end, walking with you yet in future time, yet speaking to you in every newsletter, our messages, in every global healing forum. We are with you, fully active with the divine ones, assisting your soul to go through that fast acceleration and ascension to the next level. With you in the mystery school, always present, beloved, for we are one. Blessings to you. Know and remember our unity. Our presence always available to you. Blessings. So now hold all that you have received. It's just been an incredible joy to spend time with all of you, and for those of you that will tune in the future, just all my love, my gratitude, also my gratitude to the guardians of light who spoke with us, our future selves, and all the hosts of light have done a great work. I can feel the difference. I hope you can all feel the difference. What it feels like to come back to self, to be in self, to be in that radiant reality of love that we are, to be the truth of who we are, and to have the shadow self in a perspective of that which is yet to be healed, that which we care about, and with our love and compassion we shall tend to incrementally as each peace raises to be transformed within us, our family, loved ones, humanity, and all beings everywhere. Thank you, Monsef, for having me on your beautiful summit. I just rarely say yes to interviews anymore, and you always get a yes out of me.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Aurora. And yeah, it's always a joy to have you with us, and really to learn from you and experience the healing and energy that you bring to the show. Yeah, I always love the experience that we have with you. So thank you so much for everything, and also for the sacred journey. That was really, really profound. For me personally, it brought like very peaceful feeling, and I felt very grounded and connected to the center, and also the transmission from the guardian angels. It was really, really how to say, uplifting and grounding and getting us back to the truth of who we are. So thank you so much for that.
I love it, because so easily we can change our state and be back to ourselves. We just have the right tools, do the transformation, do the invocation, do the heart light meditation, or, you know, go in your finer body and connect in. And so there's so many ways to get back to self, and it's really easy. Even when you have so much coming up and it overcomes you and it's overwhelming and seems to take over, you just quickly, like in step one, you just move back to yourself. And then as a loving presence, you embrace that part of you, get a visual image of it, and now you can dialogue with it. And being dissociated from it, it's no longer running you. So really, in 1 minute flat, you can be back to self. And now you're in control. You're not being controlled by it and run. And now you can masterfully, with love, with compassion, take that aspect through the seven steps, and so it can transform. And as it transforms, you will get the gifts, the jewels of aspects of self that were lost, and now you have full access to utilize as you fulfill your destiny. So it's a wonderful way to live, and I would just be excited to see who wants to come to the Mystery School and have that experience for a season. And it'd just be great to see and work with all of you that want the master clearing and more training and more assistance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Aurora. Really grateful to you. And everyone, we'd love to hear your feedback, so you can either type it on the question box on the webcast page, or you can also send an email to Aurora, to healing@theoracle.love. And again, I highly recommend working with Aurora and joining one of her programs, whether the 3 months of the Oracle Monthly Global Healing Forums, or the Keys to Eden program, or experiencing the master clearing with her. So you can find those on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Aurora. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Aurora, AURORA. So yeah, with that, everyone, and also Aurora, thank you again for everything you shared with us, and also for being available to our audience through the program. And also thank you everyone for being here, for contributing to this really, really wonderful experience and healing experience that we had today with Aurora. That was really, really profound. And thank you for sharing with us your energy, for co-creating with us this sacred space. So, I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone. If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com, YOUR, divine, DIVINE, uniqueness, UNIQUENESS.com.